Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it is going to be an incredible hour. Super excited about this show today. Really, I'm super excited about all the shows. But Rob, are you here?
Greetings and salutations from the Great White North. Actually,
You're
it's not white anymore. We're finally getting into spring, so
finally thawing. Yay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
I don't
Good
know
deal.
why I live up here.
No, right? Come move down here. Hey, we have our own problems, but at least you're still in the Americas,
Yeah, exactly. No, it's and I think that we're gonna have some, I don't know, I think winter's duality, it's gonna be going away in a few years. Canada's gonna be tropical if we want it to
That's right. That's true.
be. Yeah. With the Golden Dome technology, and Greenland will be tropical, and Canada, we won't have these harsh winters, and
That's
unless you want to
right.
go really far north. But I think a lot of
Right.
that, like, there's like, who benefits from snow? Nobody really.
The rivers, but that's just all probably BS too. That's where all of the water comes from. So that way our rivers have water that flow into the lakes, that flow into the ocean, blah, blah, blah.
But
But
if the snow is frozen and not going into the rivers, then that doesn't help.
well, then it feeds the glaciers.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I do. I'm one of those weird ones that I like snow if I don't have to get out in it. But if I'm having to trudge to work every day, and it's like, ooh, trudging to work and trying to get through the snow. And especially when I lived in Alaska, that was some serious snow up there,
Oh
just below
yeah,
the
no
Arctic
doubt.
Circle. So, I'm not very tall, and it's like, wow, that's not a drift, and that's actual snow, and I can barely see. So I felt like, when you see a dog or a cat or something jump off a patio into the backyard and they boom fall into the snowbank, it's like, oh, that's kind of how I felt there sometimes. So.
Yeah, no, you know what? It has its place in time and place. It's just, I think that you might miss it too. I know I have friends who they moved to California from Canada. Well, they're actually from India, and they moved to Canada, and then they moved to California. They ended up coming back here because they missed the seasons. They found it kind of like, just, it's always the same. There was like the temperature's kind of always the same there. They actually missed the seasons. And I it was funny because when they were telling me this story, I was walking down the street and randomly some other person started telling me the same thing, and I was like, I just had friends tell me that.
Synchronicities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love the seasons. I know when I lived in Colorado, I had four beautiful seasons there. It was wonderful. I mean, you definitely had your leaves changing and you definitely had your spring with life, things coming back to life. It was beautiful. So,
Yeah, I think I'd like that the winter if it just wasn't so harsh, and this one felt like a little bit long. So like, it's even today, it was still below zero this morning. So
Wow. Oh,
a
so you mean,
little crispy on the motorcycle.
yeah, I bet. So you mean HARP might still be active?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't either. That's kind of interesting, huh? It'll be interesting how the weather does balance out once all of the manipulations are gone. It'll be beautiful because, as we've been told, it's a water planet. Well, water freezes. So, what does that mean?
Yeah, what has that caused the water planet to do, right? Like,
Exactly.
what are the results of
Exactly.
that?
Yeah, right. So it's kind of funny, the audience probably has figured this out by now, that we just kind of get on and talk about, what we're being led to talk about by source. And it's kind of funny because I was given a movie to watch by a friend, and it was The Sandlot,
Oh, nice. Yeah, I remember that. That's a classic. I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is that the one where they're like all the little kids and they're on a baseball team or
Yep,
something?
the Beast. And the Beast, the dog. And so it was really, really good. And there were a lot of things I got from it. But the one thing that I have, I guess, been programmed for was fear. And fear doesn't always rear its head in like, oh, it's a snake, fear. It's not that kind of thing. It's so
Yeah, it
I
can
did
take
not
on very
pursue.
subtle forms, right?
It can
Like,
take on very subtle forms, yes. So I didn't pursue a music career because of stage fright. Well, that's stage fright. That's not fear. Well, now that I'm older, oh, yeah, that was fear. So can you hear Wee Woo in the background? She's meowing.
She's saying it's okay to have fear.
It's
You can
okay to
cast
have fear, mama. We'll
that.
kick it in the butt. So don't fear the beast, mom. Don't fear the beast. So it was really good because people have actually in like church circles or prayer groups or whatever have even spoken that, probably reinforcing it over me, if you know what I mean. And so it was really good because I have this sign on my desk every time when I'm doing the show, and I was kind of doing some quiet time right before the show. And I opened my eyes and bright, big, bold letters, it says, "Be fearless." And I'm like, okay, I'm getting you. I'm getting you.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. And so to everybody out there, sometimes I did this to a very close dear friend of mine. I don't have her name to share, but she had her own radio show. So you guys can, narrow it down to that at least. But I was talking to her, and we don't talk very often. And I really cherish my time with her when we talk, and we laugh, and we giggle, and we talk about growth and that kind of thing. And I had seen something as I was driving that broke my heart, and I wasn't going to say anything. But it's kind of funny how you can be manipulated and not even know it. And it came out, and I could tell that it totally grieved her spirit. I could just tell that it should. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry that I did not mean to share that. And we recovered, but it took a little while to recover. And we kept talking, and it made me realize she and I and a couple of other friends have an agreement that they had asked, before you share something, ask if you can hold space. And I'm like, that's a really good thing to live by, especially now that we're all growing and changing and that we're shedding a lot of stuff. And so I want to tell the listeners that if we talk about anything on this show that might be a little too touchy for you, it's always going to be recorded. It's always going to be here. Come back and get it. But maybe, maybe go turn your music on or something, because I don't want to trigger someone into something that is a struggle for them, but maybe we've already conquered, if that makes sense.
No,
So I'd go
it's
ahead.
tough. Like, you have to be present, and you don't always know. Like, I've had that happen to me before, and it's like, oh, you don't realize who you're talking to, and you don't, sometimes we just don't have a filter, and it's like, and we don't understand. And I'm not saying that you have to walk on eggshells or
No.
something like that, but I recently had, starting my new job, when I was chatting with I was in the truck with the kind of like my supervisor, I guess, and he was just asking if I was married with kids and this and that, and I asked him as well, and he said, oh, I'm a widower. And
Oh.
the old me would have been like, oh, like what happened or something, and like I didn't say anything, and I was like, and all I said was something like, it was like, oh, I'm like, you don't hear that so often, and he's like, yeah, and I and like the curiosity in me obviously wanted to know, or like,
Of
well, would
course.
say something, but it's like, I don't know when it happened, how long. He didn't mention, it could have happened last week. Like, I don't know. I just started working there. So I didn't say anything. Like, if he wants to share, he wants to share. Like, maybe he doesn't want to bring it up, but maybe, like, that's all. So, but it's being like consciously aware, like, maybe I'll ask him some other time about, or maybe he'll mention it to me, or maybe he doesn't want to talk about it, I don't know.
Or maybe he will want to talk about it, and he knows that you're a safe space because you didn't pry. There's always all these different reasons for that. So yeah, it was really good.
And I think people
So
could sense that, right? Like, because even I had a friend who I did a garden video with, like a client slash friend, who I did video with last year, and it's like, you never know who you're talking to, and so we did the chat back and forth, like, why don't we get together and just spitball some ideas, and like, I'm there for like 5 minutes, and she's already like just opening up. She's like, I can tell you this stuff. She's like, I just feel like I can tell you anything. It's like,
Wow,
but yeah,
that happens to me too.
you're right about that. There's nothing I haven't heard or experienced.
So true. I yeah, so it's funny. It's kind of funny that I'm making some shifts, I'm making some steps, I'm making some changes, and it's interesting because those of us that are on the air now, there were many more, and there were many more followers. And I know this sounds weird, but I'm going to bring this scripture up. There's a scripture that says, "Strike the shepherd and scatter the sheep." That's my version of it, right? And so, Q wasn't struck, don't get me wrong, but he's no longer on the air. And so it's like there's no shepherd to follow. Like every Saturday, your Saturday set aside for the Q shows, right? And with that, now it's interesting to see who's in, who's out. Not out, but just not plugged in. Not, you know, I used to get texts after every show. Oh, your show was great, loved it, blah, blah, blah. Great show, sis, you know, things like that. And a lot of the people aren't listening anymore, and that's okay. That's fine. I'm not complaining about that. The point I'm getting to is when you have to go within to do your own work, everybody does it differently. And so some people go within and they have, you know, they do their work and they do the beautiful work. And some people still want to be able to touch base with home. Hey, let's do baseball theme all day. So some people want to touch base with home base. And I think that's why we're still here. It's because we're like a home base for people. It's like, okay, Sunshine, Whiplash Talk, still there. You know, we can touch base, we can touch our toe in the water. We've got a couple other shows that are really great that are going on too. And so those shows are there for people to, you know, I really had a rough week. I think I'm gonna tap in. Tap in, you know, that kind of thing. So
Yeah, I think there's a part of us too that likes to have that connection or that consistency. We are in some ways creatures of habit, especially as we're releasing the programs. And as you go into newer experiences, I know for myself, like I still have like little things that I hang on to that,
right.
provide us comfort. If you're going through a lot of change, it's nice to have something familiar that you can kind of go back to. It's like, whether you want to call it nostalgia or maybe it's like the kid with the blankie, like it's your safe thing, like, and so it's okay to have those things.
It
You should
is.
never ever judge yourself about them, and
Mm-mm.
you are where you
No.
are, and so don't ever negate your current reality against some idealized future.
Absolutely.
That's the problem with a lot of stuff in the New Age movement and religion. It's like it demands perfection, and that's not what life's about. Life's about playing,
No.
it's about making mistakes, it's about trying things and just experience, right? And
Exactly.
sometimes that leads us to strange places, which was interesting when recent For the People spaced out our article. And it made me think of
Man,
all,
on fire this week. Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, it made me think of all this, like it kind of is something I needed to read because I've had some pretty crazy experiences and I always called them dark times, but they were just times. They weren't dark times. I remember I used to go to, I used to, at university, I switched to sociology. And like my teachers would ask me about, because I was always skipping class, like all through high school and university too. I just did whatever I needed to get by. I'd show up for the exams and stuff like that. But one of the teachers is like, you're always skipping. And I was like, well, this is sociology, so I prefer it out in the field doing research.
That's all I did. They just laugh.
I always had some good logic behind what the things that I was doing. But oh,
That's
what I
funny.
wanted to share, because you mentioned to something about synchronicity earlier, I don't think I got a chance to share it last week, about resilient, being resilient.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay.
You mentioned that it's not about being perfect. One of the lids off of my tea says the challenge is not to be perfect, it's to be whole.
Yeah.
So anyway,
And
go
what is
ahead.
perfect?
What
Perfect
is
would be,
perfect?
you'd be a fucking mannequin. Mannequins are perfect.
You'd
They
be,
don't do anything.
or you could say clone. But anyway, sorry, go
Yeah.
ahead. Sorry, go
A
ahead. Okay,
robot.
robot. Okay, so your synchronicity, please.
So I guess it was, I think I wanted to share last week, but we just didn't get around to it. I can't remember. It was either this week or last week. And I've been going through a new change, going to the new job and everything. And that means that some of the things that I was focusing on have to go on the back burner. And I was walking just across to take the bus, and I'm going through the parking lot, and I'm kind of just looking around, and it's an empty parking lot. It's early in the morning. There's not really anybody out and about, and I'm like, am I giving up on my dreams? Like, am I on the right path? Am I giving up on my dreams? And I kind of just stop there and take a deep breath, and I look down, and there's this white word. It's 3D printed, it turns out. It's a like in calligraphy, like handwriting, but it's 3D printed, and so it's 3D and it's white and it's a decent size, and it says resilient. And so I picked it up and I have it now. It's on my Now it's on my shelf in my office.
I
But
love that.
yeah. And I was like, I just started laughing. I was like, okay, yeah, like, resilient. You bounce back. We keep going. We find a different way. So it's not that I'm giving up on my dreams. It's just this is a different direction than I thought I might want to go, but it's a wonderful direction.
Right. And you never know how that might open the door for you to meet somebody that actually needs your video
Yeah,
editing
yeah.
talent. You never know.
Well, and you know
So
what the
go
thing
ahead.
is that I'm not super so passionate about that anymore. Like I would love to do, I have an idea for a full-length feature film or a series that's specific to something that I want to do. I even, like we talked about traveling around and doing like a little documentary like that, but I don't just want to do video work for people like clients and commercials or anything or whatever anymore or like it's just and that's the tough part is like when our passions when they fizzle out to an end it takes a while for at least for me it's like am I just going through a phase do I not love this anymore is it just a like
Right.
sometimes it's just that how do you under you have, like how do you come to the understanding of what you're going through or is it something I just don't want to do anymore you know
Right. Right. It was funny at work. I've been really working on help me to see source in individuals and not just male individuals, sources and everything that's alive, animals, plants, critters, female, male. And I see it a lot at work because that's where I'm interacting with the public the most. And a lady came in and I was helping her, and she said that her husband has blonde hair, gray beard, and that she was looking for an extra large in something. And I said, you know what? There's a sweater back here that it's a quarter zip. It's a really nice quarter zip sweater. And I said, the color in it is exquisite. And I said, I was wishing that I had an extra large to buy it for because I don't. And she goes, let me see it. And so I pulled it out. She goes, oh my gosh, that's the perfect color. And she wanted it. And then she was there actually as kind of a travel assistant caregiver for a gentleman that wanted to go shopping in the grocery store that was next to where I work. And so she goes, oh, I need to go get back in touch with him, but I want that sweater. So I said, okay. So I hung it up and she didn't come back. So I put it back to stock. And then she came in the next day, excuse me, and she says, I was in here yesterday and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, that was me. And she goes, yes, it was you. And so we had talked about how fun it would be to put on a girls' gala for, like a holiday season for this area. And I'm like, that'd be so fun. I said, I want to be a part. Let me help plan. And so anyway, we talked about it again that day. She brought it up and she goes, let's get together and plan that. I'm thinking like in November, let's just make it happen. I'm like, I'm in. And so immediately that night I came home and all of a sudden, and this is how it happens for me. All of a sudden it just starts downloading and I just start typing it into the notes on my phone. Like, okay, we need this package. We need that package. We need live auction. We need silent auction. We need these people and we need that, this is what we would do. And we need to come up with a theme. So it just started clicking. And so I typed it into my notes. And then today she reached out to me and she goes, let's get together for coffee and let's make this happen. And I'm like, okay, great. And then I said, I'm going to send you my notes. They're really rough. They're not in stone. They can all be, manipulated or changed or not manipulated, but changed or whatever. I said, I'm not tied to any of this. And I said, and then another idea came to me. And I said, but here's another option that we could do too. And that would involve more of the community members to where they could be table hostesses of their own tables and blah, blah, blah. And they decorate them. And then, with their own, china or dishes or glassware or whatever. And then that saves us on having to rent all of the utensils. All we do is rent tables and tablecloths, and then they take over from there, tables and chairs and tablecloths. And then, we get the restaurant to cater. Yeah. Anyway, so I sent all that to her. But it was like, for some people, it would be drudgery. For me, it's a highest and best excitement. So it exudes out of me. It's like I can't even type it fast enough. And
Yeah,
so
that's
that would.
amazing.
It was so fun. It was so fun. And so, yeah, looks like I'm going to be planning a girls' gala here. So,
Oh,
pretty
that's
fun.
amazing.
I know. But anyway,
Yeah,
that was definitely a source energy there.
well, that's the way it works too, and It's interesting because even myself this week, I had an interesting week at work. My first day I was supposed to go out solo, I blew up the pump on the truck and I was
No,
like, oh my
no.
God, I'm getting fired. I'm getting fired. I
Oh,
can't believe this. And it
no.
was like a really bad day. And the guy's like, don't worry about it. And he's like, I caused way more damage and this and that. I was like, okay. And then the mechanic said, okay, well, we have the piece, or we have the package to fix it. We should be able to get it back to you guys, by tomorrow. We'll fi not today, but we could get it probably tomorrow. And then the next day they say, okay, well, we're still waiting on the part. And the truck's been gone for a week now. So like production on that truck. And I just feel like, I'm like, oh my God. And my manager and boss, he's not the kind of guy like that really shows he's upset, but he's like smiling and nodding and, like, well, it's good. We'll figure it out. But like, you could just tell like he's not happy, right? And I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't believe I'm still employed here. I'm still employed here. And so it was like, but that was all mental mind energy. It's like, at the end of the day, even if I did get fired, whatever, it's not my fault. It was like I could go on and on about, it was my mistake, but was it my fault? Improper training. I've been on three trucks. I hadn't been on that one since like the first week I was on, and I just didn't know. And I asked the guy who trained me is no longer there. So I asked somebody else, and they're like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna find out the hard way, which we did. But the gentleman I was working with that day said, he's like, well, and I was like, well, there's no manual on how to do this, and the person I asked doesn't know. So like, I see it as an opportunity. I can create the manual and the training for this, like, because it doesn't exist, right? Otherwise, I would have followed it. But to be in that mental headspace of feeling like, guilty of
I
something, or that
hate
I'm going to
that.
get fired, and it was a very like physically demanding week, but. It's like I kept reminding myself that like there's no other place I'd rather be. Like yesterday, I was like, it was a little bit of an easier day, and I took my time, and I didn't have to rush, and I was working with another person, and I was just in there fertilizing trees in this beautiful backyard, and they're like tickling me as I walk through them, and they're flowering, and I'm like, this is a scene from a movie. Like I'm just in somebody's paradise that they built with these beautiful trees, and the pear trees and the magnolias, they're all flowering. I was like, this is
Pretty.
a perfect moment. I'm like, I can't even believe I'm getting paid to do this. Like,
How beautiful.
and so
That's good.
it's not always sunshine and rainbows, to pardon the pun. But
You're the rainbow. I'm keeping the sunshine.
but that's what I ask myself. Is like, what I say is that there's no other place I'd rather be. And so if you are doing something and there's somewhere else that you'd rather be doing, or somewhere else you'd rather be, then go do that, or go be that, or go be there. And it's sometimes that's that it's so difficult because, like you talked about, and I've mentioned many times about leaving your corporate job, leaving the safety of what you know, leaving the safety of a massive paycheck and all that stuff, right? Like, so but it feels right, and it feels good, and it's just for right now. That's what we have to realize too, is that nothing's forever, like
No.
you just be present where you are.
Except for us, we're forever.
Yeah, exactly. But the experience, and that circles back to what I was saying about, like it's tough, like when you have to let go of something like that. Like, you am I making the right decision? How do I tell if I'm, maybe not everybody's has a tough time with it as I do, but it's like, how do you know if you're following your heart or your mind? Because it's very, very tricky sometimes. That fine line, between light and darkness is it my following my heart, or is it following, logic and mind steps,
And I think part of that too, adding to that is, okay, so what if you do make a decision that was not the highest and best decision? It's okay. You're not tied there. You can leave. When you do find your highest and best excitement, then you'll know. And then you'll like, okay, then you'll give your proper notice and you move on. And unlike Sunshine, that didn't give her proper notice because she'd had enough. But don't do what Sunshine does, as I always say. So there's a website that has helped me, and kind of like what we're talking about, just kind of, who are we, what are we, what is plasma and living light, and what is all that? And there's a website, I won't say whose it is, but there's a website called consciousgateway.com. And It's an amazing resource for people that just kind of want to tap in and just kind of know a little bit more about like living light, frequency, and source energy. It's some of it they've pulled information from for the people.space. And there's some quotes in there from Asha. And it's just a really good resource for people to be able to get in there. And what are stargates and portals? Sometimes we talk about things that we don't have time to go in and explain, or maybe you know what they are and you kind of know what they are, but you don't really know what they are. You know, what's the military? What's the secret context of all this? And all of that stuff. And I think now on Whiplash Talk, it's a good time to point out this website that it's just a tool. You can go in, it talks about lightship healing technology with Ron Amitron. It talks about,
He's my favorite.
we can't tell. And then it talks about technology advancements and technology updates and that kind of thing. So, it's a good resource. It's not one that's like, it's not a real, interactive, like, okay, the person on the other end is going to answer all of your thousands of emails or anything like that. I don't know. I've never emailed them, but the information, the data there really resonates as solid. So that's just a tool I want people to be able to get into. It talks about like everything and just a little bit about it. It says light, frequency, energy, intelligence, wisdom, peace, neutrality, vibration, spirit, dot, dot, dot. All these qualities are what some refer to as source, divine energy, all that is, etc. Everything we discover is an aspect of our own spirit, source, existence. The infinite, immeasurable, unfathomable, boundless, cosmic phenomena of existence, and everything in it has always exist, and then little ed existed. This unimaginable marvel prevails outside of the scope of the human mind, haha, mind energy. Hence, the need for measurements, beginnings, and endings, which don't necessarily exist at all, which we've talked about a lot on here about, our self-created animation systems. Perimeters and bounds are just part of the theater of planet Earth as we know it for an experience in limitation. And going from that, I kick it back to For the People.space when it was talking about how a capital TH, won't say the word, entity was the one that was the creator of all of the, how do I word this? Holodeck. I'm just going to say holodeck. All of the things that were running on holodecks. So you come to Earth, you want an experience, and so there was really no duality. So this particular entity created the duality that we all now face, and then it's become really twisted. So,
And we've
go
become
ahead.
trapped in it.
You become trapped because you now believe it because you don't know how to go and turn the program off.
It's I forget what song it was. I always loved it. Was it Matthew Good Band, Apparitions?
Maybe.
Remember that? And he says we're stuck inside our own machine app.
Yeah.
And so that made me think about that. Like we're all kind of stuck inside our own mind matrix because it's unique to us and our ancestry and our DNA and our, all the genetic cellular memory of all of our ancestors. So we're all kind of experiencing a different reality or somebody else's reality, the reality that we inherited from,
Or
our
that we've been
parents and the
courted or
people that
been
came
courted
before
to.
us. But that, that's the thing is that it's just so, it's not that it's not, and that's the thing that I think a lot of people get confused about the truth movement. It's like, well, how is your truth truthier than mine? I don't care what, if you see that people see different, have color blindness. So it's like what I perceive as red, you might perceive as pink or whatever. So it's like, but that's your truth. I can't tell you what your truth is. I don't see life through your eyes. So it's like, how do I, so everybody has their own unique version, perspective, inputs, and creative imagination into things, right?
I agree. It continues to go on. This is going to kind of answer maybe or give a little more insight to what you were just saying. It says your own spirit contains all. So remember, you came here. You are on your self-created animation system. You're running this program, and then it says all information, deeper truths, answers to the unknown, infinite potential reside within each spirit from source, not not all like it's not like in source. It's like each spirit is different. You have your own unique identity, your own program that you're running. And it says, just as it has for the genius inventors, sages, leaders, teachers, and artists of this world, Nikola Tesla had access to his own spirit's intelligence, which is light from source energy, where all information is available. It's there for us. If we wish to interact with source, our spirit's intelligence, we must go through our own spirit. And so it says, you have a spirit inside of your body exactly for this purpose. There is nothing outside of you more powerful than your own spirit. Your spirit is your whole world slash universe. Your spirit is source. It creates everything. Yet the dogma of this adventure reverses this intrinsic truth, forbids and forebodes connection with your own spirit, forcing people to go through the pedophile priests and false prophets who keep humanity in the dark. That's all about to change, opening doors to the infinite once again. And that's from Asha with For the People.Space. So, with all of that to say, this is a really good touch home, come sliding into home base website, just to kind of get back to, okay, that's right. I'm the one that's in charge. So, if I'm the one that's in charge, and I don't like what this program is running, then I can address that through my heart source, through my highest and best excitement, my spirit, my whatever you want to resonate with to understand, to get out of your mind and flow through your heart. Then that is where we change the program. And everybody goes through it differently. Q sat on the sofa for a year, Mermaid had a different experience. We've heard about Shane's experience. So there are different ways that people go through things, but don't try to compare yourself to others. Just do your own work. Do your own work. I have to tell you something really cool. The sun is coming through a skylight right now, and it's going through a round circle that I have kind of pushed into the corner. It's a like if I'm doing a video, those circle light things or whatever. Anyway, it's going through that, but it's on the corner. So I've got this beautiful heart right in the corner of my wall right now because it's bent.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really
I
cool. So
love
anyway,
it. I love when stuff like that happens. I had the same thing, well, similar, like same scenario, but a different object. But I was walking down the street, and like they had this waste bin or whatever, and somebody's they were doing renovations, so they had this like big bin, and I was like, oh, somebody drew a heart on the bin with a black marker, and I was like, that's hilarious. Why would somebody draw a heart on this waste bin? But then as I got closer, it was just the shadow from the sun, and it was like a hook on like a handle on the side of the bin. It was just, a U,
Oh, that is
yeah, a
so
U-shaped
cool.
hook or whatever, on the side of the bin, and the way the sun was hitting it, it made a heart shape on the bin. And it's like,
That's so cool.
yeah.
So I guess when people are doing their inner work, don't be afraid because, one of the commands I've said on here before is, how do I get into it? Galore, galore, I have everything I desire and need and more. And I say it three times, galore, galore, I have everything I desire and need and more. And third time. And then, I am the consciousness, and I am the energy that created everything. I say it three times. And then I say, I am the consciousness, and I am the energy in everything. Three times. And then I am source. Three times. And for me to do that helps me take. It's so easy in this earth suit to think that you are the ego and that you are the flesh when you're not. You're a brave source light column, being of light that wanted to come down here and play, and then you ended up staying. And you didn't realize that you were being programmed and now it's time. Now it's time to fight back. Fight back. Get yourself back and get back to who you are and what you're here for and and help elevate the consciousness, and let's help save planet Earth. So that's where I'm at.
Nice, nice. And it's true. And that's, you said about going within, and it's very, very easy to, and I had an experience this week where I went down to the water and just sat by the, I didn't get to go for a swim because it was a little wavy and cloudy, and I was like, eh, not looking appetizing. But there was this massive, massive, like, it was like a way thicker than a 2x4. It was probably like an, like, 8 inches wide and a massive plank, like 16 feet long. I don't know if it washed up on shore and somebody jammed it into the rocks. But what it made me think of was the Bible passage, like, why worry about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a plank in your own? And so it made me realize that takes on such a subtle form. Like, even it's so simple to, like, put our energies outside of ourselves and be like, well, this person should be doing this, or this should be like that. But it's like, well, what can I be doing right now? Because that's just going outside of yourself. You're just distracting yourself with something or someone that, unless somebody asks for your help, just stay out of it. Stay in your own lane.
Yeah, that's really good.
And
That's
it's
really
easy
good.
with, especially with family or friends, and or like, even just for a little example, like, at work and being, the new guy, and then somebody else that in my division showing me something, and it's like he's doing it incorrectly from the way my boss taught me, and it's like, and I'm in mind
Excuse me.
energy about it, and I was like, well, like, should I, I'm like, he's not doing it right, should I, mention this to the to my boss? And I was like, that's not my place, like, it's totally totally not. I was like,
No.
I don't care, like, why would, like, it's not up to me, I don't run the division, it's not even remotely my job to do that. So I was like, I'll just, it just doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's time to go for lunch. Like, I don't care. Like, it's up to him to, know if he's doing his job correctly, right?
Right. As long as it's not a safety, like, life and death thing, absolutely. I mean,
No,
like,
yeah,
if it
well, it
is, then
totally
you go back
wasn't.
to
Yeah, I
him.
agree with that. If it was something that was dangerous, I would mention it, but it was just like what the way he was, the way I was explained to do the job, and the I guess you'd say the procedures, he wasn't following them, and it wasn't dangerous or anything, but it was just like, well, he's not doing it right, and I don't know, I'm sure, because I got in trouble for not for doing what he was doing, so it's like, that's the only reason I know.
Same. Yeah, and
But
I have procedures at my job that I have too, and
yeah.
same has happened, and I've said that is not the way I was trained to do it. And they're like, "Oh yeah, but this is the way that we all do it." And I'm like, "Okay, well, thank you." And I keep doing it the way I was trained to do it because, eventually it'll come back and all of that. So, yeah, it's interesting because I tend to want to help people, and so I've had to really work on when somebody comes to me, I have to be careful not to, and that's something that I've been working on, like, just by myself right now with Source. It's like, please help me be a great resource for people. I don't want to tell people, like on the show, I don't want to tell people this is how you do it. This is the only way to do it. This is what I do, and you need to do it this way. That is not what I want to be. And so on the radio, I've tried to be really, really careful to say, don't do what Sunshine does. You go within. You go within and figure out what Source has for you, because maybe your road isn't going to be as tough as mine. Mine has not been rainbows and lollipops and unicorns. It's and it's still ongoing. It's still it's still a it's still ongoing. But
There is no there. That's what the, everybody, that's it, like, if you think creation is infinite, like, everybody just thinks, like, okay, well, you ever have something that you just thought was going to change your life, and then it's like, okay, well, what's next? Like, there's tomorrow, the novelty of your big day soon wears off. You won the championship. Okay, well, today, what are you doing today? Like, you can only rest on your past laurels for so long. So there's no, like, we have to realize that we're always, I like this thing I read the other day, and it was not, and I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but it was that, not like, we talk about, yeah, we are the creators, but it's like, it one step beyond that. We're not just creators, we are creation, and it's, we're
Yeah,
always
good.
creating, and people don't realize
Good.
that we're being,
Yeah.
we're beings of light being flicked on and off at an incredible rate. It's just, we look solid to our eyes because the way our eyes are designed. And I use the example of, I have a LED light bulb, and one, and I, and it's like, you, it looks like it's on, but if you put a 250 frame per second slow motion video camera on it and then play it back, it's flicking.
Wow, that's
But
pretty cool.
our visual, like whatever you want to call it, like our visual cortex or whatever, our eyeball perceives that light as being on, but if you slow it down, it's being flicked on and off. And that's the same thing with us. But how do you explain that to people, right? So
So
we're not
good.
we are creators, but we're actually creation. We're creation of every moment. Every moment's a creation. Even when you're just sitting there staring at the ceiling in your bed, you're creating.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah, that's really good. I want to tell everybody to get a pen and a piece of paper because they're going to want something that I'm going to deliver to them pretty
Or are we
soon.
having a quiz?
It's not even a quiz. It's just a happy thing.
Okay.
Even better. No
Okay, if you're
quiz.
happy and you know it, clap your hands. Talk about mind control, hey? Just getting.
Right? I just did it.
If you're a programmed puppet, clap your hands.
I'm not doing
Oh,
it. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. So
somebody's pulling the marionette strings on us our whole lives.
I know. I'm cutting those mofos. I'm not gonna
Cutting the
say
cords,
it. Cutting the
literally.
cords, man. Cutting
Yep.
them. Literally, I will actually do it. Like I physically do that. Like I'm cutting them off of me.
Oh, I say that
Okay, so
multiple times a day. I command my spirit to
yeah.
cut any and all cords to or from me now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the movie, The Sandlot. So I was a huge, I'm not a big sports fan now, just for obvious reasons, but I was never a big baseball fan. And so there was a line in the movie talking about pickling the beast. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, I gotta look that up. So for those of you that don't know, I'll go ahead and say, it's like when a runner is between two bases and the two basemen are throwing the ball back and forth, trying to get it closer, 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 closer to pickle them. They've got him in a pickle because he can't get to one base or the other base without getting tagged. So he's trying to run back and forth and he can't run around him. He has to stay in the lane, right? And so, that's pickling the beast. And so the whole movie to me was about pickling fear, the beast that I've had to deal with my life. And so it's kind of funny. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'm going to, pickle the beast, and I laugh and giggle about it. And then something, and it kind of goes to BITCH sometimes too. So, whatever comes out. So, but for people out there, whatever your hiccup is or whatever your opportunity is, pickle it. Just keep coming at it from both ends, coming at it from both ends, coming at it from both ends. And finally, you're going to tag that bitch out.
You're out of there.
Right? Right? And you're like, you're out, So anyway, yeah, I know. See, I did too. It was so good. So we have some really exciting news for all of those that grabbed your pen and paper. BBS told us as we were going on the air that all of the Q shows are back up and running. So,
Yay.
yay! So we have those resources again. So at the very beginning, it's https://, all you really have to type in is this, BB Bravo Bravo Sierra BBS radio.com/project review with Q or bbsradio.com/being inspired with Q or bbsradio.com/P as in Paul, R as in Romeo, Q as in Quebec, timelines, and then bbsradio.com/P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, Q as in Quebec, homesteading. So those are the four that are back up and running. Those are your links, your direct links. You can just type it into your computer. And your resources will be there. And so thank you, BBS, for these lovely, lovely resources for us. We love them and we reference them a lot. So thank you. Much, much, much love for you all.
I think I wrote every show down in just in notebooks. Even creation light chip shows. I go through them usually when I listen to them and I write them out because that way I've mentioned before that way I can just I have a stack of them beside my bed and it's like I can read them, so I don't have to spend so much time on screen time, right? So I can go review things, and I just go read the writings that I've done. But man,
Yeah,
it
yeah.
takes you like 4 hours to go through a show because I'm writing out every friggin' sentence pretty much, aside from maybe the fluff talk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What else? I'm writing here. Carry me here. Okay. That's a really good VBS just sent us something. Shine Down, Cut the Cord. So I've got to go listen to that again. So because there's so much disclosure, so much that comes out in lyrics that we all just sing along to them, and then we go back and listen to them, which we talked about on the last show. We go back and listen to them, and now it's like completely different. It's like, oh my gosh, that whole song was disclosure. So, yep, I did. So, yeah. What else you got for me, Rob? We've got a few more minutes. What you got?
Oh, we do? I try not to look at the. Okay, I didn't realize it was that long already.
I
I thought
know
it was
we
like 15 minutes. Oh, geez, what do I got? Now I'm on the spot. I got stage fright. I got I
That's okay. That's okay.
transference of your fear. Actually, it's interesting because you mentioned about fear, and sometimes the For the People dot space article this year week mentioned trauma. And that's, I think, something important for people to go through, Ron calls it timeline crashing, but go through your life and it's, don't, you don't want to look back, but if something comes up, because you mentioned triggers earlier in the show, it's trace that trigger back so you can pull it out at the root, so you can love it out of your life, so you can figure out why you get triggered when that happens, why the fear. I mentioned, I think, on the show probably at least once about why I wanted to go for my pilot's license, because I realized at 40 years old that I was scared of flying. And I never really told anybody that. It never occurred to me, but I had never booked my own flight somewhere. It was either a family booking it for something for work, a trip that, somebody was bringing me on, like whatever it was. And I was like, man, I've never booked my own flight anywhere. And so that's why I decided to go do my discovery flight, was to just get over my fear of flying. I was like, I'm going to book a flight today. I'm going to do this. I don't need a destination. I just want to go fly in an airplane and see, like, I've never done it before. So I'm going to go do a discovery flight. But to come to that realization, I had to look at my life and say, like, what is it about this? And I even had that realization a few years ago. And having a discussion with my mom about something, and it was like, I couldn't make a decision, and it was like, and she said, why? And I said, because I'm scared. And it's like a metaphor, but I said, I'm scared of getting hit, and I meant by like life, like I'm tired of it. Like I felt like I've been hit so much the past few years, and it's like I just like you don't want to, if you've got arrows in your back, it's not always wise to go back into battle. You need to rest and stuff, and it's like, am I ready to make this next decision? Am I ready to make this next step? And sometimes that's, it's okay not to. And
Yeah,
to
I
understand
agree.
your fear, it's like, and maybe it's not something like, you don't have to just go jump off a bridge because somebody else is, maybe you don't want to jump off bridges, to analyze why you're doing things in your life, where the fear comes from, trace it back. Well, maybe it was something that happened to you as a child, and it's caused this fear, and you never realized or examined it until now.
That's good. That goes to the most recent post for the people.space, the Music of Life, posted May 2nd, 2026. And it says, in life, most of us are more favorable to happiness, comfort, love, kindness, and peace. But what would it be like if we embraced dissonance the same way as if we were yet another great adventure? And we talked about dissonance. I don't remember which show it was on. It may have been The Spine Is Your Music show. It may have been that one where we talked about dissonance, where I showed the difference between consonants and dissonance when singing a song and showing how that discord was there. It's beautiful. Dissonance is what makes music rich and intriguing, and how it's dissonant and then it resolves. It's beautiful. And then this is a great question. Why don't we embrace it the same way as if it were another great adventure? And so those that may not be as inspiring, it's still an adventure. You came here to have adventures. And so I really like that. I encourage everybody. There are a lot of great posts recently that just came out on For the People.space. And I don't remember which show it was. It was right there. It was either The Spine Is Your Music or another one right there with it that talked about music, is where we talked about dissonance and consonance. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that if, like, when you look back on it, like I said earlier, and that's a good way to kind of circle back, is that I always said, oh, I had like these really dark times or really crazy experiences, but it reminds me of like what Max Spears said, like, well, how would you know what it's like to be something unless you were it? and then work.
Right.
So
Right.
yeah, I went through
Yeah.
times where I drank and did drugs and alcohol, but I experienced those things. Otherwise, how else would you know? And it's like I'm
That's
glad I got
good.
it out of the way in my life when I was younger, so that way it's not going to happen. I'm not going to have like a midlife crisis, you know? I
Right,
went the other way.
which is good. Yeah.
But yeah, and so but now it's like once the emotional charge is taken out of it, it's just experience. I look back on it and I laugh at those situations now, and it's like, wow, those are good stories. And then eventually it's like, recently it's like I don't have to keep telling those same stories anymore. It's like I don't have to mind loop it. And
Right.
there's been recent times where I'm meeting new people at work or on things like that, and it's like these people to them I'm just a person, I don't need to say, oh, this happened to me one time. I don't need to share it anymore. It's like there's eventually you're going to get tired of hearing your own same stories, and that comes down to the fear where you're going to be
Yeah.
like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I'm
Yep.
going bungee jumping today, or I'm going
Right.
skydiving, or whatever it
Right.
is, or I'm going to book a flight to
Right.
just get it over with,
Right.
because you're going to be tired of hearing your own mind loops, your own self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's probably not even yours. It might have been something that happened that was embedded in your genetic cellular memory from one of your ancestors. Like maybe you have a fear of flying because your great great grandfather died in a plane crash in World War I or whatever. Like you don't know these things. We don't know
Right.
what's embedded in our DNA, which could be preventing us from, having a fulfilling life or even just doing certain things, or it's just that trauma that's really deeply embedded inside of us.
And that's not anything to be afraid of, but but as we are adding more light and we're cleaning out and we're cleaning house, then things are going to come to the surface and it's okay. And this dissonance that they're talking about, embrace that as an experience. And embrace it and release it and then move on. So,
And
it's
I think that's
and
important to realize.
that sounds easy, but it's sometimes it's not that easy. So
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of it. Anyway, go ahead.
No, and to realize that it's not you. And I did a show on my foundational healing, and like that was so profound for me to realize that, entities, like the fact that we could have entities that take us over. So like your addiction to whatever it is, it's not you. It could be an entity. It's not your spirit. It could be an ancestral entity. Like, and so to really like, it took me years because it's like, I thought, well, maybe that's just who I am. Maybe I'm just a smoker. Like my family smokes, there's people who smoke and there's people who don't smoke. And you don't know that it could be an entity that's taking you over. And if you're not taught that, you don't have any chance in your life of overcoming those things because we internalize it. We think that there's something wrong with us. We think that, that's just who I am, or maybe, and so it's not you. And that's a wonderful liberating thing. But like, if you go to a doctor, they're going to tell you like, well, you just got to willpower or this or that. Not the fact that you could be taken over by entities because you don't have a lot of spirit energy and things like that.
Right.
So those are things that if you're just learning them for the first time, you're going to go back and you're going to be like, wow, I was way too hard on myself because I wasn't given the correct information about how life is here.
The music of Life Post on here, it talks about Jacob Collier. Man, love
Yeah,
him.
he's cool. I
He's
saw him.
so cool. And I'm probably going to end closely with this. It says, accepting uncomfortable unknowns as childlike adventures. So accepting those uncomfortable things that we're talking about, that dissonance, accepting uncomfortable unknowns as childlike adventures or puzzles to solve unlocks massive potential for something better to begin within yourself. So for those of you out there that know that I love you deeply, get them. Go get it. Go get you some,
And
you know?
I always say instead of, because people like everything's uncertain. And so but instead of, uncertainty can be negativity. Oh, well, what if this happens? What if I get fired? What if California falls into the ocean? Instead of uncertainty, choose possibility, because certainty sometimes isn't good. Certainty can be certain.
Uh-oh, are you still there?
Something,
I lost you. There you are.
Oh, I'm back.
Uncertainty, uncertainties can be good.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone out there, know that I love you deeply. And for those of you that are very, very close to my heart, I love that you're accepting uncomfortable unknowns with childlike adventure or puzzles to solve and to unlock that massive, massive potential for something better to begin within yourself. So go get them, guys. Go get them. Go. Go do you.
Without fear.
Without fear. Pickle that beast.
Pickle the beast. Pickle some
Maybe
eggs. Pickle whatever you have to.
that'll. Those things are nasty. I tried to do it one time. I'm a canner, and it went, ooh, nasty. Didn't work. Didn't work. Retreat, retreat. All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you
Bye.
soon.
Love you guys. Take
Bye. Love
care.
you. Bye.